this Friday on our Bible Fellowship Church, our Let's Talk Ministry. Looking at James chapter 2, I've been thinking about the paragraph that goes from 14 to 26. It's an interesting paragraph. My Bible has faith without works is dead. And so the last verse is something I've been thinking on as well. For as the body apart from the spirit is dead, so also faith apart from works is dead. And I've been thinking about, where does my faith being demonstrated in my actions, and where are my actions not demonstrating my faith? And really thinking about, okay, this is faith is, I know this is this passage, this, you know, you can think of another passage, not just this one, but taking a passage of scripture, let's just use the simple one. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Taking that passage, and I want to walk by faith. I'm going to trust the Lord with all my heart. I'm not going to lean on my own understanding. So where does that get acted out in my life, in the actions of my day-to-day life? And then I want to do another thing, which I think is a little bit more convicting, is, okay, why am I acting this way, which is demonstrating that I'm not walking by faith, that I'm not trusting the Lord with all my heart and leading to my own understandings. And I realize there's this tension in the air of Jesus is either Lord of my life or he isn't. There's this tension, well, I got saved and so look, I'm going to show you my salvation because of my works. And so it's almost like a works-based salvation, which I totally disagree with. But because I have Jesus, that is demonstrated in my actions. My life is different because I have this personal relationship and I have the power of the Holy Spirit living inside of me so that my action should be different. And so just being away, the last 10 days, I've just been thinking about that fact. Okay, here's my faith. How is it being demonstrated in my actions? Here are my actions that are not demonstrating my faith. And so where do I need to grow in my faith? Where do I need to ask the Lord to give me wisdom? Where do I need to ask the Holy Spirit to give me help as I navigate those things? And so it's a neat little discussion, and it's not a discussion to cause you to doubt your salvation. It's a discussion that causes you to think about how you want to continue to grow in your relationship with the gospel. It's an opportunity for you to say, you know what? I do believe I've got Jesus. And so I want that to be demonstrated in my actions. And so I don't want to cause confusion as you work through the book of James, but I do want to cause you an opportunity to really think about it. Where is the Bible with the help of the Holy Spirit being demonstrated in my actions? We're not going to get any of the credit. Let's not look at us. But we see the Word of God come alive and demonstrated in the choices that we make in the actions of our life. And so hope this will give you something to think about, to ponder on. If you have any questions, I'd love to chat with you about it. Again, thank you for being part of our Bible Fellowship Church family. Thank you for spending some time just listening to the Let's Talk. Hopefully it'll give you some thoughts to consider as you go forward in your relationship with the gospel. And so let's pray. Jesus, thank you for our time together, for the opportunity to have a Bible, to live in America, to live in Highlands County, but help us also to grow in our relationship with you as we do wrestle with the scriptures and think through them and process them for your glory. May people see our faith of the truth of the scriptures being demonstrated in our actions through the power of the Holy Spirit. It's in your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. God bless you and have a great Friday.